AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Washington, D.C.'s newest museum is now open. It is devoted exclusively to the history and culture of African Americans. The bell was rung by the nation's first African American president.
How joyful it is that this story takes its rightful place alongside Jefferson, who declared our independence, and Washington, who made it real, and alongside Lincoln, who saved our union.
President Obama says African American history isn't separate from the larger American story, but is central, what is a central part of the American story. Police in Washington state say a weapon has been recovered from the scene of a deadly mall shooting. It is described as a hunting-type rifle. Five people were killed. Police Lieutenant Chris Kamek says the suspect is at large.
Our best imagery right now is coming from the screen capture off of the video. And then from there, hopefully people that know and recognize the individual will help us do confirmation on what facts we do or don't have.
Kamek says the suspect did not have a weapon when he entered the mall. Several dozen people have gathered at a Charlotte, North Carolina park located just blocks away from the city's police department for a rally and march. This is the fifth day of rallies since a black man was shot and killed by police earlier this week. The demonstrations reached a violent crescendo Wednesday before the National Guard was called in to maintain order. Three Michigan State players held their right fist in the air while standing for the national anthem before the 8th-ranked Spartans took on 11th-ranked Wisconsin today. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick received national attention when he refused to stand for the anthem before an NFL preseason game earlier this year. Syria's foreign minister says his country is making great strides in its war against terrorism with support from Russia, Iran, and Lebanon's Hezbollah fighters. He told the UN General Assembly annual meeting today. This is AP Radio News. Volunteers are needed in Cedar Falls, Iowa, to help fill sandbags and put up earthen dams and berms. The Cedar River is rising, and it is crested today. In Waterloo, Iowa, city engineer Eric Thorson says they learned a lot following devastating flooding there 8 years ago.
I think we're feeling much more confident that we're in much better position this time around than we were in 2008. Everything seems to be working properly.
Flooding is blamed for two deaths in Wisconsin. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, is meeting with leaders from Germany, Greece, and the West Balkans to discuss ways to fortify borders from illegal migration.
We need to confirm politically and in practice that the Western Balkan route of irregular migration is closed for good.
The so-called Balkans route was used last year by hundreds of thousands of people from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.